fell out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
I work 9 to 5, 8 to 7. 6 to 6, 24 hours a day, if it'll help get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz into the White House. So excited to be joined by my favorite mayor, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much.
Nice to be back with you.
9 to 5 was the bust out music for Tennessee last night in the roll call. Uh-huh. What a roll. I mean, that was the roll call of all roll calls, was it not?
It was outstanding.
I mean, we had, let's see, it was, I'm looking here, DJ Cassidy, theme music for each and every state. And, of course, you end with Governor Newsom, Tupac's California Love, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. My head was exploding. And I was just on the second level. Uh-huh. You were right down on the floor.
I wasn't there. I was in Milwaukee.
You were back in Milwaukee, Mayor.
Yeah.
Well, then forget talking about the roll call. Tell me all about Pfizer. That's all I care about now.
I mean, so in Pfizer Forum, it was essentially a giant watch party.
Yes.
So we got to see the roll call, you know, going on.
So cool.
So we got to see all the stuff that you were just talking about beamed into us, and then we beamed back.
Beamed back.
And Governor Walz.
Simulcast.
The simulcast. Yes. Yes. It was great. It was outstanding.
I just said to Brian, Mr. Mayor, it was like, it was basically meeting 50,000 new best friends all at one time with these two massively packed arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, that was quite a collective crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for the vice president and her campaign to be able to energize not just one or full arena, but two full arenas at the very same time in two different states just shows the enthusiasm, the energy, the excitement that folks have with Kamala Harris's candidacy.
Yeah, it was absolutely electric. 18,000 people in Milwaukee, just shy of 20, probably, I think, estimates of about 30 here in the United Center. Again, 50,000 new best friends for Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Maggie Dawn. I can't believe they pulled that off, too. Like, I was just thinking about all the logistics for making that happen. It was really incredible. What was the crowd like? I have always loved Governor Evers because he's a regular guy. Mm-hmm. And regular people, sometimes when the bright lights of the world are watching, might have a little verbal flub. Hey, Calvin or Jess, do we have the sound of Governor Evers during the roll call?
Oh, we sure do. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Let's take a listen. Thanks, Jess.
I'm here because I'm jazz as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state, oh my God.
We love you, Tony!
94 votes. 4. I'll get there, Jason. I'll get there. 94 votes for former Wisconsinite vice president and our next president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
He got there.
He got there.
The plane finally landed.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I got such a kick out of that moment. So human. And a great reminder, there were really specific or personal little factoids for each and every state during the roll call. And the fact that Kamala Harris grew up on the west side of Madison, I thought was a really nice fact to remind everyone of during the roll call. What was your favorite moment during the roll call? Because There were like too many favorite moments during Doug Emhoff, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama's speech. But what did you like most about roll call?
Yeah, well, I didn't get to see every moment of it because I was greeting her.
Yes, you have some responsibilities.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got that. I was, you know, greeting some other folks, you know, that were attending the rally. The thing that I enjoyed, the thing that kind of gave me chills outside of her own, you know, entrance and acceptance and all that.
Yes.
Was when the roll call was happening. And look, I'm a Badger.
Yes.
I went to UW.
The jump around.
And it was perfect. Jump around was perfect for us. Yep. And I was like, oh, man, like that's it right there.
They knew what was up.
They knew what time it was. I was that for me, that was an exciting moment.
It was really amazing. You have met and conversed with and talked with Vice President Harris a number of times. What's she like in those more intimate moments when it's not a big stage and screaming thousands of people?
Oh, I mean, including just yesterday.
Yes.
When I greeted her at Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee when she landed. And, I mean, I could... You see these, you know, these cues, because all of us are human at the end of
yes.
the day. Like, so she's coming down from Air Force Two, you know, and she's, you know, saluting the Armed Forces members who are at the bottom of the stairway for her. And she's got this, you know, kind of smile, a little smirk on her face. And she's like, Mayor, you greet me every single time I land here. Like, you have been here since the beginning. Like, you know, she doesn't forget that. And the last time that she was here, when she assumed the top of the ticket.
Yes.
Look, I mean, I was a staffer for an elected official. Like, I know what it's like. You're always trying to, like, push them along, get the next
thing. Yes.
She spent so much time with my wife, Dominique, who's hanging out over there, and our twin daughters on the runway. And, like, you don't have to do that, but she did.
Yeah.
And that's just the kind of person that she – and even during the – I don't know if this, you know, showed in Chicago, but during her rally last night, someone fainted or had some sort of medical emergency. So she, like, stopped her remarks.
No
kidding. And made sure that, you know, a medic got to that person. Like, she put – everything on pause. You got 18,000 people in Pfizer form, and she's like, we're going to take care of our own. You know, that's Kamala Harris.
Both of those anecdotes, I think, really resonate with people because it's just, you forget sometimes that people in positions like yours, Mr. Mayor, and certainly the vice president, we see you in two dimensions most frequently, right?
Yeah.
And that this is a regular person who, again, the sense of, like, normalcy and compassion that was coming through, I think, both at the Pfizer in those moments, but also in those private moments that people don't see that you and your family have experienced with Vice President Harris. Regardless of what our particular policy stances are at this moment in time, whether you happen to be more right or more left, I think everybody is ready for a return to that normalcy, the sense of compassion for one another.
Yeah.
What are you looking for tonight? I know I'm looking forward to hearing what Bill Clinton has to say.
Look, I just want to get through, you know, my 2 minutes of...
When is your slot?
6 to 7 o'clock, near and there. I am looking forward to President Clinton's remarks and Governor Walz's remarks.
Absolutely. It's going to be electric. Mr. Mayor, I'll be listening carefully. And I know, as you always do, you will make Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin proud. Thanks for
there
being here. Good
nice
to see you. Maggie. That's Mayor of the City of Milwaukee, my friend and yours, Mr. Cavalier Johnson. Thanks again for being here. Folks, we're going to take care of some business. We'll be right back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network's coverage of the 2024 DNC live from downtown Chicago. Yeah, they got you where they want you.